Ottawa, on July 18-19, the Canadian Federation of Agriculture held its summer board meeting in Fredericton, NB. This meeting brought together farm leaders from across the country to discuss the priority issues in Canadian agriculture, and to prepare for the following federal provincial territorial, FPT, Agriculture Ministers Roundtable. Priorities included farm financial health, the Sustainable Agriculture Strategy, SAS, and the Grocery Sector Code of Conduct. Farm leaders also discussed the current transportation challenges affecting the sector, noting the recent passage of Bill C-47's extended interswitching measures as an important step in expanding access to competitive rail services. On the afternoon of July 19, CFA also hosted the annual FPT Agriculture Ministers Roundtable, where Canada's agriculture ministers met with farm leaders to discuss the pressing challenges confronting Canadian agriculture, including a producer perspective on the critical drivers of success for Canada's proposed SAS. During this meeting, CFA highlighted that the SAS presents an opportunity for FPT governments to demonstrate a true partnership with industry to achieve shared environmental, economic, and social sustainability ambitions, by working continuously with farmers and investing in the full range of tools needed to make Canadian agriculture a global leader in truly sustainable productivity growth. The key objectives of this year's FPT Roundtable were to articulate what Canada's primary producers see as the critical drivers of agricultural sustainability in Canada and the foundational elements required for successful implementation of the SAS. Hear the perspectives of FPT ministers on their prospective roles in the SAS, the prerequisites for their engagement and support, and critical issues that require attention as the SAS is developed. Following the roundtable, the ministers met on July 20 and released a statement on July 21, which you can view here. CFA says it was particularly pleased to see ministers aligned with many of the recommendations raised by farm leaders at the FPT roundtable, acknowledging the key roles innovation, scientific research and collaboration play in advancing productivity and economic growth, while protecting the environment, as well as the importance of building on a foundation of strengths and expertise from across jurisdictions, noting actions already taking place across the supply chain to reduce greenhouse gas emissions, sequester carbon and improve the environmental and economic sustainability of the sector. CFA was also appreciative of the minister's continued support for the industry-led Grocery Sector Code of Conduct and the potential for short-term financial support, in recognition of the industry leadership provided by CFA and the other steering committee members. CFA also welcomes FPT ministers' continued focus their attention on critical issues facing producers today, including the continued impacts of extreme weather events, animal health and disease prevention, and the importance of evidence-based decision-making in regulating crop protection products. Industry and government must work together to best harness the incredible potential agriculture has for the environment, economy, and Canadian society. Canadian agriculture is uniquely positioned to drive the Canadian economy while feeding Canadians and being a powerful tool in the fight against climate change. We can only achieve our shared ambition, positioning Canada as a world leader in sustainable agriculture, a global food provider and significant contributor to global food security, if we work together, said Keith Curry, CFA president. Curry further noted, what we can't lose sight of is that the SAS must create an enabling environment that's grounded in the understanding that investments in sustainability only take place if they make business sense. We need to see the importance of productivity, profitability, and competitiveness reflected as a central consideration in all aspects of how agriculture can advance its environmental performance.